It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. We did it. Okay, I have to one button to click. There we go. Hey, all right. We'll get this up. We'll get it running. We'll get it right. But I appreciate you all being patient with me. Hi to the chat room. Thank you for coming. I'll make sure everything is working. There we go. We're coming in. It's a little delay, but if you're listening live to the audio part, I am sorry. I'll show you. It was a comedy of errors. But first of all, let me thank you for coming. If you're listening live and you're doing it through audio only, come over to the chat room on Facebook by going to 12radio.com, clicking the chat link on the left-hand side. I can actually do that with you now. I think you can – let me flip this and you can see it. And I'll be able to – there we go. You can come into the chat room. I can't believe it. And I'm not even like – I'm not even that uptight about this. This is like, I knew it was going to be a little bit weird to get this going until I get it perfected. But okay, let me see here. We want to go over to 12 Radio. You want to click the chat button. And then you can slide down and find me. Yeah, there we go, in here. And you will see Lynn in the room. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for coming. I'll say hi to all you guys, and then I'll turn my attention over to the live stream. So thank you for doing that. We're going to get there, right? I mean, thank you. It's you guys. I feel so comfortable. Jennifer's in the house. Hi, Jennifer, with beautiful cup of coffee. Maureen, thanks for being here. Hi, Laura. I think you guys can see them, right? Shelly's in the house. Lynn, Pamela, Erica, thank you. She was having a techno mooring. Okay, I gotcha. That explains it, Erica. She's going to have her show before mine always, you guys. So we have more of Erica to love and hug on. Suzanne, Charlene, Tara, thank you all for being here. Let's take a look in the chat room. How are we doing? Extra time to make some coffee. Thank you. Okay, are we seeing... no video. Let's see. Yes, we see you now. Okay, there you are. Good. Okay. Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for coming. So we'll get this right, right? I mean, I'm kind of doing it on my own. I'm doing the fancy stuff, like flipping the cameras. If you want to come live, I put the link in the chat room. You know, see my microphone on video is hidden. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Ooh. Okay, so, but it's flopping around. So I don't know if I can show you guys, but these headphones I was wearing, this cord right here, I guess black sort of disappears in this thing is why it's doing that. But I got to move slow and let the camera do its thing. So this headset was wrapped around a bunch of cords over here that you're not going to be able to see yet. But it was like, what of all the things? I got everything ready, but my headphones are tangled and I can't get them on. So in doing that, I knocked over my coffee to my portable keyboard. But guess what? This is kind of fun. See this keyboard? Okay, look at this. I was like, oh no. And then I remembered I had this on it. The one time for coffee spills, it was perfect. Thank you all so much for coming. Okay. Okay. I see the room. I got to check. I know I have two places to check, chat. Hopefully you guys will talk to each other, and enjoy the show. So thank you for supporting me in doing this. I can't believe I'm not any more nervous than I would be. I'm not really. I mean, I guess it's just the worst is over. This is me. What am I going to do? And so, and you guys are you. So you're full of love and support. And what else could I ask for? I want to make sure you can see the chart. So I'm going to flip this again. This is, okay, and I'll move it so you can see it. This is actually the new moon chart. This is not the new moon. This is the sun going into Pisces chart. Okay, and we'll move it right there. Yeah. And you can, those of you on the live stream can see it. Otherwise, those of you that are not listening to the live stream, you can get it in the email that I send out. So please do me a favor, get on the email list at 12house.com. It's 12house.com. I know why now we have to say things over and over and over. a million times is because even yesterday I got a letter from people going, there's no way to register for the Power Peak. I went to 1-2 Listen and I can't see where to register. It's sort of funny. 1-2 House is the registration. And I get it. There's a lot of 1-2 going on. But please register for the mailing list. We don't abuse you, I don't think, at all. I never sell them. I don't even know who's on it. But it's our way to get the Power Peak out to you, which is C.A. Brooks's she's the main thrust behind it. She's literally every week interpreting every single day. Do you get that she's already interpreted years, day by day? It's kind of a skill. And I appreciate her so much. She never misses a schedule or a day doing it. This microphone is going to drive me crazy. Now I know why. Okay, there we go. Let me tighten it. Okay, there we go. All right. And the reason I wanted to show this chart is because down here is a bunch of Pisces. I'm going to check your thing. Good morning, Ann. Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you, honey. Hi, Quelly. Thanks for being here. I'm just, every once in a while, I'm going to miss you guys, like, in the chat in terms of, like, being able to acknowledge each of you. Just until I get this down, it'll be a little weird. So bear with me, okay? But I hope you can see it, and I hope you can enjoy it, and you can see each other's chats. So this chart, all this Pisces here is really, really, really significant. I'm telling you, I've been listening to people, I've been listening to certain astrologers in the community and in around the internet. There is something about how we overlay our fears and our personality into what we're doing, right? I was listening to one in particular that was so going on about the patriarchy and the evils of the world and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, the words are getting almost, I was watching the Super Bowl commercials, which I love, and I watched some of the game. I find it interesting because we didn't have a sports family, right? So I didn't have, all the uncles and aunts were sports people, but mom and dad were just a working class, a counselor and a secretary, right? So I didn't get the love of those things just because it wasn't introduced and we had to clean on Saturdays. I don't know, Saturday night football. I don't know. So I didn't get that. But I was watching the Super Bowl and like appreciating football. Like, gosh, these guys are so gifted. They're taking such a brutal beating. It seems like such a gladiator type game. And, you know, I was watching the commercials, and one that stuck in mind because of this guy's talk was the Nike commercial of women saying, we're not going to take it anymore. And I remember thinking to myself, is this an old ad? Because this seems so familiar. And then I started listening to commentary, and commentary was like, yeah, I mean, what is Nike doing? It's like, do we constantly have to have this battle to fight? I mean, I so support women, and I know it's my largest demographic. And I also know that women are excelling. They're the number one in medical schools now, the number one. Women are taking the lead in so many statistical things. Men are killing themselves 4-1 comparatively. But we're still saying that there's this inequity, and we've got to build, and we've got to fight, and we've got to. And it's like, okay, I'm starting to put together something. And I don't care about the details of the fight. That's like somebody Bernadette de Leon or something in France said, if people who believe in God don't need convincing, and people who don't believe in God can't be convinced, right? And it's sort of like whatever our mission is, whatever our belief is, and I'm talking about Pisces, right? Because Pisces is what's up. And I think it's really important that we sort of swim these waters, pardon the pun, but not really, and get to this understanding that Pisces kind of seeks a victim. And we've had Neptune in Pisces for 14 years. And I do think there's some quality in Pisces that we all have, but needs to be either martyred or needs to be rescued or needs to rescue in a martyred way. But I do think we have this propensity to, in, when Pisces is at the forefront, to identify the victim, okay, if not the perpetrator. And that's at the heart of the myth of Pisces. Now, if you are a Pisces, and I know I have wonderful, wonderful listeners as Pisces, of course. If you are a Pisces, you know the life you had. First, I'm going to start with it was watery, but it was also a life that was often connected to the mother in her pain, in her depression, or her hurts. And it was something that you took on and you learned to take on and learned to exchange that and to heal. At the same time, it was almost like Pisces lived this life that if I'm not suffering for you, then I can't heal you. And it's an old adage, and if you see it in young kids, if you see it in older Pisces too, you can see it sort of play out a little bit, this sort of message that pain and suffering, in the words of Mother Teresa, are your gift into heaven. Now, we're all under that umbrella. We're all under this Piscean umbrella. We're all under Neptune, Saturn, Mercury, the sun, and it's soon going to be a new moon. And it's all going to be, and I was listening to this astrologer talk about it from the point of view of the pain and the hurt that we all are feeling right now. I'm not feeling any pain and hurt, you guys. If you are, I get it. I mean, whatever you've wired in your world, but I want this understanding that it can be a decision to look in a different way at things, to look in a way that sort of heal without having to take on the suffering yourself. And we are about to discover how deeply we went into that abyss. When Neptune is going to go into Aries, look at Neptune here, the fork, tines? What do they call that? The Neptune spear, the Neptune trident? That is in Pisces at 28 degrees. It has only 1 degree left, and it's going to be in Aries. And it's going to be in Aries for a lot of years, like 14 years, maybe more. As it gets to 29, this stuff I'm talking about is going to get louder. It's going to get worse. It's going to get more entrenched. And the reason it's important is because we get to turn what might be the victimization of Pisces into the spiritualization of our lives, becoming true mystics, becoming truly connected to something. Because how can you separate if there's a part of us that deeply believes we are connected to something huge, something loving, something bright, something that guides us, something that cares for us? If you have that inclination to believe, and a lot of you here do, how can you continue to defy that law by saying your life is egregious? And that there's nothing, there's not equity in the world. There's never going to be equity in the world. But you don't have to suffer for that inequity. In fact, one of the ways to change inequity is to live a life that looks like you might be thriving. To live a life that looks like you might be happy. That you might have some joy. That you might have a secret way to make things work for you that is not dependent on things that happen out here. And it's going to get louder. The sun, the Mercury, Saturn, North Node, and Neptune, all of these guys are in there for a little bit. And one of the things we can do is wake up a part of our mind that starts hearing the cry, okay, that starts hearing the voices. Like I did with that guy yesterday, lamenting the self-deprecation of being a man and being in the patriarchy and being the very patriarchy. I get it. I know the words. But that patriarchy also was in charge when radical things happened in a good way. So whatever you do with it, what I'm saying is there might be a path for you to have an understanding and a compassion that isn't written by somebody else, isn't told to you by somebody else, is granted to you by virtue of your own inner spirituality, by your own inner connection to love, to hope, to kindness. And it's not about winning. It's not about defeating. It's not about becoming the very thing that we think we hate in somebody else, which is like the, you know, the dictatorship and the oppression. Like, we become oppressive because we're not allowed now to say something that might be different from what you believe. It's ridiculously circular logic that we end up becoming the very thing that we're fighting against. So I think the bottom line to this little moment is, be the change you want to be. Oh God, I can't leave cliche. But it is sort of like, demonstrate happiness. Be willing to be happy and see what falls you. I have it in the depth of my soul, the nervous system that I have, that being happy is not really where you want to be when the rest of the world is suffering. Being at peace, loving what you do. That's why, I mean, I think that's why I'm doing this right now. I'm coming out a little bit because it's like, what else do I have? This doesn't bring me a lot of joy to like work all these, the equipment and the worrisome about getting started. But what it does bring me is this inner sense of like, I love myself enough. And I do. I mean, I'm not in love with me, but I love that kid in me that struggles very hard to overcome his Saturn, which is in the first, to overcome his limitations, to overcome the voices in his head that said, you aren't good enough. You shouldn't be doing this. What are you up to? You have a face for radio. What are you doing? And I'm not looking for, please don't compliment. It's okay. I get it. But what I'm saying is, I get it. I get I can express that kindness to myself and bring it forward in a way that's sort of like, that's being the change I want to be, that I want to see in the world. It's being the change I want to see. It's like, I'm okay. All the oppressive things that I think happened to me as a kid, those shaped who I am. And I'm okay with that. And I see that other people don't have the similar thing, but they have their own version of something that they did and that they have to overcome. It doesn't matter. But if we each do it, rather than becoming victims, rather than blaming some archetypal thing and putting our head down and going, it's, you know, this evil system that we're a part of. That's what one way we can look at it. We can look at it also as we're a part of something that will always look like that. There's death and destruction on every layer of reality. From amoebas on up, that's what it is here to be in this plane of existence. There's also beautiful, hopeful, mystical things. And Pisces has that opportunity. And that's what today is about. The birth of Pisces is coming up. It's Tuesday. It's tomorrow, right? Yeah, tomorrow at 2:07 in the morning. So this is the last day we have of Aquarius. And tomorrow the sun brings us in all. Oh, and I want to show you this. This is fun. Maybe it isn't, but I want to see if it works. Oh, there it is. Oh, there we go. Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. I have to be a kid real quick here. Watch this. Okay. So quit being depressed. Let's see. This is for the people watching. Sorry. And we want to celebrate, right? We want to have celebration. I had to do that. Thank you for letting me do that. I just noticed I had that toy to bring animation to the video. And I was like, I am not passing this up. As the sun tomorrow enters Pisces, we're all going to be under the wave. Okay. And the other big news is that Mars is going to stop moving backwards, right? That's Sunday. And, good. You all are still with me. I'm trying to figure out the setup here. Guess I found the chat. Hi, all. Hi, Judith. Yay. Fran's in the house. So glad to see you. Reminds me of our classes. Yes, thank you so much. I know you guys, classes have been so, this is going to change everything. It really will. Thank you for giving me these few weeks to sort of get used to it and calm down. Like when I first came on, it said, your stream key is bad. Of course it said that, right? Thank you. And then it's like my coffee spilled on my keyboard. And then it was like, okay, of course it did. And then the headphones are tangled up. I'm Mars in Pisces, you guys. So I know the Pisces thing. I live it every day. Now, you know who experiences it every day is John. I mean, I'm a mess when it comes, like, I have this new, okay, I have this new trick in making popcorn, a teaspoon of sugar in the oil right before the popcorn. The first pop pops, throw a teaspoon of sugar in. The popcorn crisps up. It's crazy. And I did it by accident. So, but guess what it does? It makes a mess in the pan. It can, doesn't have to. But I was so excited about it that I leave the pan out. I got the oil everywhere. I'm Mars in Pisces. I'm serious. John is Mars in Virgo. So I run over to the couch to sit down and I go, can you hurry up? Not because I expected him to clean the mess. He was cleaning it and I was like, not noticing he was cleaning. I was like, where are you? Come on. He's cleaning. It's so sweet. I mean, anyway, I get Pisces. Tuesday, when the sun goes into Pisces, what's going to happen is you are going to feel it. We're all going to be under the weather of Pisces, and you have a choice because it's mutable. You get to feel victimized, dreaded, feel martyred, like I got to go through this, or feel mystical connection, feel a spiritual connection, feel the magic that comes with, like, everything becomes an omen. Everything becomes an omen. What song is playing in this time? What, you know, my joke. I have this thing about being careful how manipulated we are in so many ways. It's new for me under this Pisces reign. But I was singing this French song that is from Mad Men when she sings a song to her birthday called Zubi Zoo. I've told this story before, but I love telling it again because I have different people listening, right? So I'm being aware that I am repeating my story. So zooby dooby doo, right? Okay. So all of a sudden, in the mornings I'm making bread, when I'm making my bread, I always sing that French song. And I said, oh, it's because you're making bread that looks French. It's sourdough bread. And so I'm singing that song. And so I go make a French playlist and da da da. And I go, John, every time I make bread, I sing this song. I didn't say stupid. I love the song. And all of a sudden, while I'm talking to him, the timer goes off and the timer goes, do, 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 do. I'm like, oh my God, I am singing Zooby Doo from the timer of the stove. It wasn't an omen. It wasn't my French history. It wasn't my French past life. I'm just, the song was familiar. So, this whole thing about using life as an omen, it kind of cracks me up because you have to be careful. It's how easily we can be manipulated, but here's the thing. And I know you all are smart enough and you already caught that. Maybe the timer, the tune, the whole revelation was all part of the omen that I was supposed to get. And I can sew that together as if I had that dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the dream within a dream, but it's also more like maybe that's an omen for you. Even though it was contrived and the song came because you heard a tune, you could have sang a Woody Woodpecker song from that tune. You just happened to know that one. So it's bringing it down into this level of using life as a metaphor and not getting stuck with, well, it can't be a good metaphor if I know the source of it, or that book fell at my feet when I was at the bookstore and then you realize somebody pushed it. It doesn't matter what you noticed and what happened in that moment could have changed the course of your life. It doesn't matter. Like, everything is interconnected. And if you take that to its degree, you can have a lot of fun in this Pisces time period. You really can. Now, it happens tomorrow. I would love for you to pay attention to it because it is definitely going to, it's the last sign of the zodiac. It's the culmination of from Aries all the way through all 12 signs. Pisces carries this rich depth. It carries a ton of guilt. And if you're aware of the guilt, you get to go, oh, there's that guilt. There it is. There's that depression. There's that melancholy, right? It also carries this insane joy, this crazy sense of everything is connected and I'm so grateful to be here. And that's possible as well. But we're going to be swimming the waters. And so since everything's in Pisces, may I please ask that we take a look at victimization We take a look at how we're feeling victimized. Is it really, are you really a victim of this stuff, or can you really see where you've had choices that, that work for you and that sculpted who you were? Yes, there are victims. There's no question about it. The world here is imperfect, and there will be victimless crimes. There will be victims who are without blame. There will be victims who are blamed. It doesn't matter. It's that bad things happen here. But if we're constantly thinking about them as bad things happening, it's hard to sort of pull out of them. So I'm asking us to sort of bring a little levity, lightness. Be aware that Pisces can offer that sort of like, I'm so sorry, I'm a man energy, or I'm a woman energy, and see if you can grab it before it grabs you. Okay, I'm going to check in on the chat room. That is on Facebook, and then I'll come over to the chat room that's on YouTube. And eventually we'll decide. You all will help me decide the best course of action. Okay, so Suzanne, thank you for being here. Charlene, gotta love being live. You make me laugh, and I so needed to. Thank God. I'll be everybody's clown. I don't care. I mean, my headphones were tangled. I wish you all could have seen me with my tongue sticking out, and I'm like, don't be angry. You might be live. Don't cuss, because I really have that mouth. Eva, thank you for being here. Karen Erickson, good morning, everyone. Thanks for being late. I got to take a shower and not miss anything. Oh, that's sweet. You're welcome. Thank you. Hi, Inga. Peggy Reeser's in the house. It's not letting me chat on live. Probably a picnic. Problem in chair, not computer. Look, Peggy is so up to date. You know that girl. Tuesday is her show, Oh My Angels. Hi, Peggy. Denise Francis, there you are, and here we are. I need a bigger TV screen. I like this. Somebody sent me a screenshot. I was on their 80-inch television set. Embarrassing as F. I'm not kidding. Like, okay. And the one thing about going live is you kind of have to accept the fact your face is there and you're going to be doing things that you did when radio for 20 years. Like, my wife really knows. Or, you know, muting a sneeze. I got too many buttons to press to know what to mute. Whatever. We're going to have fun. You guys make it amazing. Hi, Quelly. Good to see you. Maya and Karen. No, nothing and no one can take away my capacity to love and feel joy. And pain and suffering teach compassion. North Node and Pisces in the 10th. Yes, indeed. I love it. Joni, enjoying the educational and validating info on Pisces. You're always so kind. Really. Thank you. And then let's check out you guys over here. That's sweet. Okay, I see the bot is doing some things. Okay, I think you guys are in good shape over here. Love the animation. Thank you, Mark. You all got to see my cloud. I'm going to figure that one out so I can be present. Zooby, Zooby, Zoo. Yes, Gypsy, that's it. Thank you. Okay, I love that. You know, there is something about radio being one way, right? It's just one way. Podcasts can be that way too. When you don't have a guest and you're 20 years, you know, you're talking directly out. And so when somebody comes back with, oh yeah, I know that song, or, you know, I get that, I've been there too, you kind of like, oh. And it's not about lonely. It's when you're alone. I think lonely is the experience, the negative experience of being alone, but it's not the required experience of being alone, right? I mean, lonely is an adjective in a way. But alone is basically saying the state of like, I have no one else around. And so I'm talking into the microphone, or I'm doing this. And I love my inner world. I'm all water, seven planets in water. So I'm swimming fine in this day and age with all the Pisces, right? It's going to change soon, you guys. We got to love it. So you don't want to live the Pisces reality out as a victim. And I would love it if you would start listening for it. Just listen for it. Listen to the complainers, to the people who are, I am a huge complainer, please. I mean, I'm not saying don't complain. I'm the king of it. Seriously. It's bad. Me and John will be talking and I hear myself and I go, oh my God, I don't ever want to give this part of me up. He goes, don't. I go, well, you know, I hear myself and that's all that matters. And he's like, yeah, We celebrated 38 years together Friday. And by celebrate, I mean, he said, do we have to do another round? I said, yeah, why give up the best thing that ever happened to you? And that's the dialogue. So, you know, whatever. I don't, that's my side of the story. So we have an opportunity to celebrate in these swimming times, but when I saw so many voices on the internet lamenting the problems of the world and lamenting the foundational, structural, inherent things that they feel are so bad and so wrong, I was like, come on, please, you guys, let's you and I not deny that things happen, but let's take a personal responsibility in this Pisces world to up our music game. I watched a video the other day. I'm so grateful for Venus and Gemini. Now, this is the one part of my chart that I really, really do like. I have Venus and Gemini. And one thing I do like about it is this insatiable curiosity. And I'm so grateful. If ever I was to lose anything, I hope I never lose the curiosity. And I was watching a comedian because I chose the headline that said, do you want to? It was like the Drake and Lamar feud for white people. That was the name of it. And I was like, yes, help me make it make sense. And John's like, really? And I go, I don't know. I'm so curious. You hear about it. I want to know. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. It was wonderful to hear, wonderful to know, wonderful to acknowledge. I'm not in that culture and I don't understand it, but I want to know, like, what is that? What's the juice? John goes, it's just so Gemini. You know, you want to know, give me the juice, give me the scoop. And I do. I want to know. I love being connected in that way, but I don't want to get into the drama of it. I just want to know what happened. Because for me, I'm learning how to be through TV. My whole life was getting into situations, watching I Love Lucy get into situations that she had to get out of, was literally teaching me about life because I didn't have one. I mean, that's not a Pisces violin. I was in West Virginia, the youngest boy. I had no friends. I mean, you had a Virgo mom. They would dare do anything in that house before she gets home. She worked. And so TV. Like, how do you deal in a situation if you meet this kind of person and had this kind of person? And HBO had a series called Dream On about a kid who was put in front of the TV. And so everything was related. That was my life story. I'm not kidding. It was my life story. And so I know every theme song I know many of you do too. You know, the Clampets and I know every theme song. I know like what situations they were in, how they got out of them. And I think it sculpted me to be somebody that knows how to get out of situations somewhat creatively, actually. Sometimes a little cornily too. But anyway, let's take a look at I want to talk to this Mars retrograde is huge. I want to look at the chart with you again. So I got to bring it up. Let me get that chart up real quick. Mm-mm-mm. Someday I'll have a button for that I can just click. Okay. If you take a look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 today. 7 water signs in the sky. There is 1, 2 fire signs, 1 air, 2 air signs, 2 fire, 2 air, no earth. Well, wait a minute. 1 earth, Uranus, really not earth. Uranus in Taurus is far from earth, but we'll call it earth. So we have 1 earth, 2 fire, 2 air, and 7 water. That's what we're up against. That's what we're doing. Now, how it translates into your life is going to be very much dependent on how you deal with water, how you work it. Some of you might go, this is depressing. I can't stay here. Because you don't understand that depression is an interpretation of a feeling. And you don't understand that sometimes if you just stay with it, it'll disappear on its own. You don't have to go shopping to get rid of it. It works to go shopping to get rid of it. You don't have to. So that's something that we have this week to look forward to is the transition into water from air because we're losing the sun today into Pisces and then how well we're going to navigate. And I'm going to be bringing this up a lot because right before my show next Monday is Mars will be stationed. It will be stopped completely in the sign of Cancer, ready to move forward. And let me tell you something. Many of you that have been struggling with anything like this, like feeling like there's been no momentum, particularly a lot of Aries people, many of you who have been struggling with figuring something out that you can't or wanting to take go forward and feeling like you've been blocked at every single direction, that you have been the victim of anger and hurt that you don't even know where it came from, any of those circumstances, it's all about to change. And I think for many of you, there's going to be some, I would even say, vindication. There's going to be some, for most of you who have felt victimized by this in a true sense, you're going to feel vindicated because things are going to uncover. And we have so much to go through next week and to talk about because it's going to be, now I think next week is we get to the new moon next week. So the moon is going to join that whole collection of Pisces. Mars is going to be forward. It is going to be an insane dream come true for many of you who have been waiting for this time. So this is where you get to use the, if you're all fire, and you're used to the anger and you're used to being like, get out of here. I'm moving forward, blah, blah, blah. This might be your chance to learn the breaststroke, to learn swimming, to learn that there might be a way to move faster with a current than against it. And just basically see where your current is. That would be a huge advantage in this cycle. 'Cause this week we have a Scorpio moon. A Scorpio moon for the next couple days, and then it's going to jump into Sag. So we'll get a little fiery burst, but the minute it goes, like right before it goes into Sag, the sun will have entered Pisces. So we're up against some water. It would be nice if you learned to navigate it. One of the rules about water, okay? Once a water sign uses emotion to deal with a feeling, okay? If you just feel the feeling, cap the emotion for a minute, just feel the feeling, and wait. One of the ways to do that, give it a color, give it a location, see if it reminds you of any place else in your life that you've been before, and see if it doesn't change, especially the location and the color. See if it doesn't change somewhere. And I know that sounds a little corny, but a lot of fire and air signs don't understand that the feelings aren't things that you just want to ignore. They go away if they're just felt. Feelings want to be felt. Okay. Thoughts want to be thought. That's it. The action component. Yeah. That's a choice. So you can say, oh, look at my mind going crazy over this, like just rolling and rolling and rolling. And it's like, okay, hey buddy, how you doing? Keep going. That's okay. Wear yourself out, but I ain't doing anything about it. And that's another place you get to go. A lot of us are using anger and fear to motivate and to keep it going. And it's crazy to watch. And I do it. I'm part of it. I'm just saying, if we change that consciously, we might be surprised just how easy this week moves along. I had a list of things that I wanted to present today, but due to this new system and due to the fact that I'm sitting in a pile of wet coffee, literally, because it literally did spill over my protected keyboard. I'm going to cut this show again short, 5 minutes short, just to keep going and to know that we had this and know that we were connected. I will look for questions, though, before I head out and then see if you guys are doing okay. So let me hit refresh in the Facebook chat room. And, yeah, I love that you all can see that. I don't know. I could make that a little bigger, couldn't I? Well, no, not without going into the chat. You probably can see it way better than me. So I hit the 21 comments here, and I change it to all comments. And then as you scroll down, you go to the ones that you haven't seen already. And this is the newest one. Charlene, as a Pisces, March 3rd, my daily life is catching myself taking on other emotions. My mantra is that mine? Yes, brilliant. Okay, so one other trick is whenever you're in the shower or the bath, do a visualization of as that water goes down the drain, so does everything that doesn't belong to you and it's not healthy for you go with it. It's pretty fun because you don't need it. Even if it is like, even if it was yours, if it's uncomfortable, let it go. It'll grow back. Okay, I'm going to check on you guys over here. This is, see, look, when I look toward the camera, I have you down here. Okay. And you guys seem to be doing really well over here. Okay, so love the guidance. Feelings just want to be felt. That's been so helpful to remember. I want to put my mind on a dog run so it can just tucker itself out. Yes, yes, on a treadmill. I do the same thing. Venus and Gemini here. Lamar Kendrick won a Pulitzer. Who knew? Oh, my God. I love that. Lamar won a Pulitzer. Thank you, Terry. You're always so sweet and kind and encouraging. Seriously, it's so meaningful. Thank you so much. Yeah, I love the little tidbits like that. Like, and I love not being afraid. And I think if we take a minute to sort of like keep listening, it might be kind of fun. I think we can get through this time. I think Pisces' compassion will definitely override the need to be victimized by it. So you and I are going to do this together, all of us. So thank you. I mean, you get to see, I love this. I do. I swear to you, this was so tangled. These were so tangled up in the headset that I was breathing, like, and I was so calm. Like, I know you guys are so lovely that you'd be generous with me. A couple of PSA announcements. Kat class has been extraordinary. The feedback I've gotten has been amazing, and she's so happy when she teaches it. And so she did say some magic happened at the last class, which is still available on recording. You can still sign up for it. You go to 12academy.com, our other 12, and you can sign up and get the recording even if you can't attend. But it might be something to be aware of, especially during this Pisces time. I think some things are going to be particularly powerful. 12listen.com is where you reach the advisors of the 12 family, and we certainly, that's our livelihood. That's how we thrive. If you don't need the service, recommend it to somebody if you don't mind, and also share the video here. I guess the stream goes by itself. It'll do what it does. I'll put the other one up on demand, and then we get to have a fresh start next week, and we're going to do it all over again. So thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for letting me be a part of your room and your life. All of you listening, whether it's on the replay or live, just know how much I appreciate you. Tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up to a Pisces sun and then the stellium in Pisces. Swim in it, enjoy it, find some beautiful things to think about, and remember your true connection is really a loving one. All right? You guys, thank you so much. It's probably going to take me a minute to turn everything off, but I'm going to do it. All right. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.